This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Clashes erupted between riot police and protesters during a rally against France's special virus pass in Paris Saturday. The French Interior Ministry announced that 10 people were arrested and 3 police officers were wounded in the French capital. Some 3,000 security forces deployed around Paris for a third weekend of protest against the pass that will be needed soon to enter restaurants and other places. With virus infections spiking and hospitalizations rising, French lawmakers have passed a bill requiring it in most places as of August 9th. The pass requires a vaccination or a quick negative on a proof of recovery from COVID-19 and mandates vaccine shots for all healthcare workers. With the virus infection spiking again, French lawmakers passed that bill. And Australia and South Wales, Australia's most populous state, they reported 210 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 on Saturday alone. Police cordon off downtown Sydney with multiple checkpoints to prevent a planned anti-lockdown protest. The city and its vicinities have been under weeks of long, strict lockdowns that's supposed to at least end on August while battling an outbreak of the highly infectious Delta variant. But 1,000 police officers have been deployed around Sydney to prevent an unauthorized demonstration against the lockdown. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the United States, federal health officials say that Florida has reported more than 21,600 new cases of COVID-19, the state's highest one-day total since the start of the pandemic. State has become the new national epicenter for the virus, accounting for about a fifth of the new cases in the United States, according to the Florida governor. Ron DeSantis has resisted mandatory mask mandates and vaccine requirements, and along with the state legislature, has limited local officials' ability to impose measures meant to stop the spread of COVID-19. CDC figures released Saturday showed how quickly the number of cases is rising in the Sunshine State. Online earlier, Florida reported 17,000 new cases. The Japanese government has declared a state of emergency in the western prefecture of Osaka and 3 other prefectures near Tokyo, as a record high of COVID-19 cases have been raised. And there are fears that the country's outbreak extends into medical systems and could collapse amid the Tokyo Olympics. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga's government says that it will add those areas in which it already covers Tokyo and Okinawa. U.S. Navy explosive experts believe a drone strike targeted an oil tanker that came under attack off the coasts of Oman in the Arabian Sea, killing 2 people on board. That's according to a statement from the U.S. Navy's Mideast Base Fifth Fleet. Fifth Fleet added their American voices and talked about the carrier USS Ronald Reagan and the guided missile destroyer USS Schmitzer, now escorting the Mercer Street as it heads to a safe port. While no one has claimed responsibility for the attack, Israeli officials allege Tehran launched the drone strike. Tunisian authorities arrested an opposition lawmaker Friday and briefly detained 4 members of the powerful Islamist movement Ennahda in the wake of the president's decision to seize exceptional powers. The Ennahda members were brought before investigating magistrates and accused of trying to incite violence outside the parliament building at the president's announcement Sunday, according to party official. The 4 were questioned but later released. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.